Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 18th and the whole weekend. This is a big week and there's some very heavy aspects around. Doesn't mean that you can't deal with them, because I'm going to tell you how. Your biggest problem now is paranoia, delusion, denial, or a distortion of the facts when it comes to money. You have to be so clear-headed and so honest when it comes to anything financial, and then you'll get over this hump. Here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday's very big aspect between Saturn and Neptune continues now unabated. And as I said yesterday, it's a clash between reality and fantasy. And the only way you can deal with this now is to be totally and utterly realistic when it comes to money and finance. And don't allow anybody, and I mean anybody, especially young people or loved ones, to seduce you into giving them money that you must keep under lock and key. Here's your Monday stars. With the full moon in Sagittarius, the next 2 weeks are very, very big news when it comes to money and your personal economy. It's a full moon, it's the end of a cycle, so you've got to make changes to the habits that connect you with money and finance. So reorganize, get out that whole area of disorganization when it comes to you and cash. Deal with money, deal with it now, and you won't go far wrong. Here's your Tuesday stars. Yesterday the sun moved into Cancer and it was the solstice. And so it means over the next month you are in a fine prime position to change your life and follow a new vision. It's about principles, it's about your conscience. Follow your conscience, follow your dream. Because the next 4 weeks you can see so much opening up in front of you. And if you want to do any kind of travel, international travel is beautifully starred. And here's your Wednesday stars. The moon's in Capricorn before moving into Aquarius. So we're talking about now a good time to communicate, get in touch with others, and generally sort your life out in your immediate environment. Neighbours, mothers, brothers, sisters, fathers, cousins, aunts, uncles. I needn't go on, need I? But you need to reach out and you need to talk and you need to connect with them. Here's your Thursday stars. Now this is an excellent day if you're having to deal with anything to do with your home or your family or anything that is to do with your domestic world. So, for instance, with Saturn involved, there needs to be things to do with the structure of where you're living. Either the infrastructure, so if you've got to do repairs, get them done, or with the structure of the hierarchy of the people you're living with. Whoever's boss needs everyone to know it. Here's your Friday stars. Because the moon is going to square Mars, your ruling planet, and in your sign, this can be a difficult day when it comes to hot-headedness, being too impulsive, and generally not being very easy to live with. Why? Because it's a callous kind of aspect. It rides roughshod over people's feelings. Now, is that you to somebody else? Or is someone trying to do it to you? Well, whatever's happened, it needs to be stopped.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.